This is Beyond the Headlines from Reno Public Radio. I'm Esther Chiamichilli. Today on Health Watch, Rochelle O'Driscoll will be talking with Mary Schultz, the new director of the Savitt Medical Library at the University of Nevada School of Medicine, about finding reliable health information online.
Welcome to Nevada, Mary, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for asking me, Rochelle. It's really good to be here.
Mary, the internet has fast become a resource for people who are seeking information and advice about medical conditions. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how reliable the information is that people, you know, Google and look up?
Oh, sure. That's a really good question. You know, there's so much that's available online, and a lot of it is very credible information. And you can go to Google and do a search and get a listing of results very quickly, and some of it will be reliable and some of it will not be. And you as the searcher will have to determine the credibility. So it's good, but we always think of Google as being fast. It's fast in returning results, but sometimes it's very time consuming to actually have to vet that information and sift through it.
So are there some sites that are better than others that have, I would guess, more credible or reliable information?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the National Library of Medicine has a site that they produce and maintain called Medline Plus. There's a little point of confusion there because they also produce a site called Medline, which is an index of biomedical journal literature. But Medline Plus is geared towards patients and their families, and I use it quite often for my own needs and my family, and I help users that come into the library with that too. It's vetted information, and so it contains health information on a variety of topics, including the common treatment guidelines, screening, laboratory tests, prognosis. It's very readable information, very accessible information, and when you search it, you know that that information is reliable, it's credible.
So what are some of the features that are available on Medline Plus?
Well, there's a medical dictionary, so you can look up terminology that your healthcare provider might have given you that you don't know. There's drug information. You can look up really good drug information. You know, we all get prescriptions where it has the manufacturer insert and it's written in really tiny print with really big words and kind of inaccessible in many ways, physically and just the type of verbiage. But in Medline Plus, it's written in a very understandable way. What's the reason for this medication? What if I miss a dose? What do I do? How do I store it? Are there dietary restrictions? And so it lists out those questions and gives the answers. And it's really written for the patient in mind to make it as accessible and understandable as possible.
When you mentioned before that it was vetted and it has research that is evidence-based, what does that exactly mean, and how did this all come about, and who were the professionals that really review it and make sure that the information is accurate?
Well, that is done by the National Library of Medicine, which I believe is part of the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. And it was started, I think, in the late 1990s. And it like a lot of things that are web-based, it started small and has grown to contain information on just numerous health topics. And it is vetted by members of the staff of the National Library of Medicine and librarians. And so a lot of it is linking out to other sites, but they're linking not to commercial sites. They're linking to sites from professional medical associations, the Mayo Clinic, National Institutes of Health, different sites that are known to be reliable in the information that they provide.
Because some of the other sites that we might see online could be from manufacturers or just anybody that wants to put a site up.
Just anybody that wants to put a site up, yes. And you can get a lot of advertisements. You can get reliable information, but it's mixed in with the unreliable. And so going to Medline Plus just sort of takes that step out of it where you don't have to determine, is this a credible source or not?
Well, with a diverse population base that not only our community has, but the nation has as well. Is Medline Plus available in multiple languages?
Medline Plus is available in both English and Spanish. So if you're on the English Medline Plus, there's a link in the upper right called Español. And if you're on the Spanish site, there's a link for English. So you can go back between the two. On the English site, there also is a link to multiple languages. And this provides a list of languages like Arabic, Chinese, Vietnamese, Croatian. And then when you link on those, you get a list of websites that have health information about specific topics to those languages. Some languages have more than others. There's actually pretty rich information in Arabic, but Croatian, there wasn't as much off that site. And that's because the National Library of Medicine is following certain quality guidelines in determining what it's going to link out to.
This is Beyond the Headlines from Reno Public Radio. I'm Rochelle O'Driscoll talking with Mary Schultz, director of the Savitt Medical Library, about online health resources. Does Medline Plus have information on all medical conditions?
Well, its base is pretty broad, and in fact, I can't think of a time when I've searched for a topic and not found anything. But there are some other sites that are also useful, and one of the examples I would mention is cancer.gov, which is the website of the National Cancer Institute. So if you stay on Medline Plus, you can find very valuable cancer information. But the cancer.gov page has great information if you or somebody you know has been diagnosed with cancer, or if you're concerned that you might have a genetic predisposition for it. You can look up a type of cancer and see treatment, screening, prevention, coping. They also link out to a really good list of organizations that provide support services across the country. So it's a very nice site for anybody who has concerns about cancer.
Do you need to go through the Savitt Library to access these resources, or can a person access from their home computer?
These are free resources produced by the government, and they're available to all citizens and beyond. They're available worldwide. You do have to have web access, and so you can have that from your home computer. You can go to your local public library. And in fact, the Savitt Medical Library is open to the public, and so we're happy to have people come to our library. We have one of our public workstations designated for guest access. We're happy to help people who come to the library. So, yes, our library, the Knowledge Center, your local public library, or accessing it from home.
Are there any more health information resources that are available at the library?
Yes, we have a pretty good print book collection. We also license many resources for online access, online journals, online books, other point-of-care health-related tools. Now, our licensing, that's legal agreements that we make, and there's restrictions with those. And so for remote access, it's restricted to current students, faculty, and staff of UNR. But anybody can come to our library and use our public computers to access those resources that we have.
So do you think physicians appreciate a patient that has done the research about their condition, or is it maybe this new form of irritant where they're trying to second guess or dispute the physician's diagnosis or treatment? What kind of feedback have you gotten from the medical community?
It varies. I think probably when things first really took off online in the late 90s, it was a little off-putting to physicians for people to come in with printouts. But I think now probably most healthcare providers are used to it. I suspect that they probably breathe a sigh of relief when somebody's coming in with information that's produced from a reliable source. And I would suspect that most of them are familiar with Medline Plus. And in fact, Medline Plus has a option for healthcare organizations to connect it to their patient portals or their electronic medical records. So it is considered a reliable source. And I think that that adds to that conversation that you have with your doctor. You know, evidence-based practice really is based on many things, but the three main things are the clinician's expertise and knowledge, the best evidence available, and the patient's values and preferences. And so the hope is that patients and doctors will partner to make decisions about a patient's health care, and using information really adds to that conversation.
Mary, how can people get more information about some of the sites that you've mentioned today?
Well, they can contact the library. We actually have an email called savit@medicine.nevada.edu, and Savit is SAVITT. And we're happy to respond to questions. Also, people can set up an appointment and come in and meet with me or another member of the library team. And that's a free service. I am happy to give you the links if you want to put them on the KUNR website.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Mary, for providing us with information today about resources that can help us access reliable health information.
Thanks, Rochelle.
Mary Schultz is the director of the Savit Medical Library located at the University of Nevada School of Medicine. If you would like more information about the sites mentioned today, please visit KUNR.org.